Okay, let's talk aviation matters now. And we've been talking to a certain pilot for a while now. I mean, he was still flying with his airline, so we couldn't actually reveal his identity. But now Captain James Nixon, retired, is free to speak to us. You'll be hearing a fair bit of him in the coming months, just about aviation matters. He's flown 18,000 hours over 31 years. If there's anything about flying that you want to know, this is the man. And Captain James Nixon, retired, joins me now. Good afternoon, mate.
G'day, Adam. How are you?
Good, thanks. How does it feel, 18,000 hours?
Well, that's pretty good. I've actually have to buy a pair of sunglasses because I normally fly at night time, and I sold my sunglasses years ago. So if I get some sunglasses, I've got to learn how to sleep during the night time.
Because you've also written a book about sleep, and I think that's one thing pilots really have to master is the art of sleeping in different hotel rooms at different times of the day, because our safety depends on you being rested.
I think, look, it's one of the best industries in the world. It's one of the youngest industries in the world. It's a great industry for women because they get paid the same for the same job as men. It's got a lot going for it, but it's no good if you don't get your handle on sleeping early in your career.
Yeah, well, you've got a bit of time now to catch up on a bit of sleep, but let's talk lithium batteries. There was that incident on that Qantas flight from LAX to New York last week where a lithium battery in a phone caught fire. How dangerous are lithium batteries on commercial airliners?
They are the new terror of the skies. It's the thing that most pilots and cabin crew are worried about. We've got to get serious about these things because every passenger's got about four or five of them. You've got one on your wrist. One on your phone. Yeah. You've got your camera. You've got your iPod. You've got some of them have got in their computers as well. You've got them in games, all sorts of things. So we have to deal with these problems because everyone's got them.
Yeah. We're seeing mobile phones being the main cause of issues on flights where they slip down the back of the seat gets reclined, snaps the phone, whooshka, a fire. How often is that happening, James?
Happens a fair bit, and if I can reiterate to everybody, if you drop your phone in a mechanical seat like a business class seat, do not move. Just call the cabin crew. They come along with a torch, they have a look, they find it, and everything's okay. But if you squash one of these phones in one of these mechanical seats, we can do some real damage, well, certainly to the phone, but they also could catch fire.
Yeah, and, you know, in that situation, what steps do the crew take? I believe they had these fire socks, which are getting a fair bit of use at the moment.
They do. They have a thing called a fire sock. Well, basically, let's explain what lithium means. It means that the fire does not go out. So it's like one of the old magnesium wheels that we used to see on racing tracks many years ago. You'd see a car racing crash and one of the wheels would catch fire and they just go for ages. Well, the same thing happens with these lithium batteries and they just go till they're finished. The worst time for them is when you are fully discharged or fully charged. So when they're sitting around doing nothing, they're okay. And how many have gone off since you've been using your mobile phone? None. You know, it's very, very rare that you get one. But if you get a game or a toy that's from China or somewhere and they're using a cheap lithium battery, or if you've got a knockoff phone from you bought in Shanghai or somewhere and it's not the real deal, then you could find yourself with something that could be like a bomb. So we have to treat it very carefully. And what we do is get these fire socks. It's not an accurate name. It looks more like a, say, one of those conference
like
files
folders
that you get.
Yeah.
It's like a small briefcase made out of what looks like vinyl, but it's actually Kevlar. And they have this huge Velcro flap on it. So, and you can put yourself a MacBook in there quite easily. Any laptop can fit in there.
Yeah.
And so you can put the device in there. Firstly, you've got to see if it's going to go thermal or not. Thermal is when they take off. So what you've got to do is get the heat out of it. So if this happens to you, you'll be sitting in your seat. The crew will come up. They'll remove it. They'll take it to the galley, and they'll pour water on it or anything, Coca-Cola, whatever they've got their hands on. What they won't do is put it in ice, because ice can act as a thermal heater. If you can imagine, the reason Inuits have igloos made of ice is because they keep the heat in. The same thing happens with ice blocks. So putting ice on one of these fires is not a good idea because it just keeps the heat concentrated inside.
It is liquid. Yeah, I've watched the video of this fire stock in action, and the fire is intense. The battery itself, the phone itself, just burns to nothing, and yet the sock contains that. So if, without that, there could be a number of planes having catastrophic ends. It's really a big issue.
Well, while a lot of people think of cabin crew as giving service in aircraft, they're not really there for that reason. They're there for the safety reasons, and they're all trained firefighters. So it doesn't concern me that the cabin crew are putting out a fire, because I know they're going to do a good job.
Yep.
My concern is when it's in your checked-in baggage. And you'll note when you catch a plane these days that there's a new question when they ask you if you've prepared your bags yourself. They will ask you if there's any lithium batteries in your checked-in baggage. Now, you don't know what that means. What it means is, if in the old days, we used to have a spare computer battery.
Yeah.
And we put other batteries in, thinking it's safer to put it in the cab, in the checked baggage. That's not the case. We want them in the cabin where we can get them and we can fix them if we need to. So that's a big change in the industry.
Yeah, right. Because there's also this danger if you carry a spare phone battery or laptop battery in your carry-on, and you know, that's not safe either. You talk about an old paperclip could possibly set it off.
Or a hairpin, they're fantastic for it. They can bridge the contacts, kaboom. It's really easy. So what you're going to, if you're going to take a spare battery, you put it in a post pack with bubble wrap, and you just wrap it up in plastic and plastic and plastic, and make sure that there's no way that any coins or safety pins or anything can get in and bridge those contacts. And then they're as safe as a church. What we do when they're starting to go thermal, we have to pour cold liquids over them to get the heat off them. And if they decide to go thermal, then we stop doing that. Then we put them in the fire sock. The chances are that most of the time, putting the liquid on it will reduce the heat enough to stop it exploding.
Yeah. Now, I don't want to go conspiracy theorist here, James Nixon, former Emirates pilot, but MH370, any possibility that a lithium battery could have been involved?
Well, there was a UPS 747 that crashed in Dubai that did have lithium batteries, and it was thought that the lithium batteries were the cause of the uncontrollable fire. MH370, there have been rumours that the notice to airmen, the dangerous goods list, had lithium batteries being carried in them. Now, lithium batteries, when they're normally carried as cargo, they're okay usually because they're in proper boxes. When you go and buy your MacBook, it comes in a nice box, and it's very rare that anything's going to happen to it. It's not turned on, for example, and it's not charging and it's not discharging. But you're closer to me, the search people, than I am. You can go to West Australia and find out, was there a NOTOC? Did it have lithium batteries on board? And are they thinking that that's the cause of this crash?
I think we'll just file that one away for when we know more, James. And I'd suggest that you may be on the right track there. That is retired Emirates Captain James Nixon there. Talking about lithium batteries. Have you been on a flight where, you know, someone's phone has gone down the back of the seat and it may have broken a little bit of a fire? You've smelt some smoke. Give us a call, 9221882.